From the River Dee to the Severn Estuary, an Anglo-Welsh cross-border bust-up brought to life on the Persian Gulf. Wales must triumph and hope. They are on a win and a prayer. There's a deeply felt craving to overcome the English foe. England need only steer clear of calamity, driven though they are too, by the emotionally churned dynamic of this very singular game. The rejuvenated Marcus Rashford in support of Harry Kane, whose ankle is clearly robust enough. Messrs. Trippier, Saka, Mount and Sterling slip onto that England bench. Wales then to stay in it. England to refine their front foot, to rediscover their purpose. And of course, if possibly they can, to win the group. Alan, how are you reading it? Snatched by Rice, taken up by Kane, well through for Rashford, what a smother by Ward.
Slide rule pass from Harry Kane, you see there, he just took the extra step, Rashford. Thought the opportunity was just hit it just there and then he takes the extra step.
Touched in by Meppen, Joe Allen! It only takes one.
Yeah, they declined the opportunity to just swing one into the box. A tactic maybe that England were expecting, and that gives Joe Allen a little bit of space.
At half-time, it is Wales 0, England 0. Foden dashing off his flank. And really threatening now, full of mischief. And he's got his free kick. He was just too fleet of foot. And Ampadu left to toe in.
They're taking charge here, Foden. Supplying a bit of urgency, something England are badly in need of.
Marcus Rashford!
Disappointing because he creeps across to his right, the keeper, feeling that Rashford's going to go over the wall, and when he does that, Ward, he just can't get back. It's a brilliant effort.
Second goal of the competition for Marcus Rashford after the fifth of six against Iran, the breakthrough goal against the neighbours from across the Severn Bridge. And now, never mind the bridge, Wales have something pretty mountainous to climb. Kane and Foden! Twice in a trice, England strike! And surely there ain't no stopping them now.
He's got a marquee goal here. Get caught. And Harry Kane supplies a beautiful pass. Ben Davies won't need telling the mistake he makes. And his Spurs clubmate punishes it with that lovely cross-field ball.
Davies, Ampadu, bit of spirit from Wales. Kiefer Moore deflection! And didn't Pickford react adeptly?
But looked ambitious when he's setting his sights from so far out, but it's the little duck of the head from Harry Maguire to change the course of the ball. Pickford has to get those feet moving.
Phillips, that's a good ball, beautifully weighted. Rashford. Marcus Rashford! record with England's 100th World Cup goal. It's done and dusted.
The confidence is seeping out of every pore of this player. You can see it in his body language, certainly the way he took this goal. He had one thing in his mind, little foot over here, shift, get power behind the shot. Yeah, Danny Ward won't be too happy about it, but for Rashford, he's back where he was 3 years ago.
Alexander-Arnold, Bellingham, this could fall for Wilson. He's got Rashford dashing beyond him. It's Callum Wilson for England. It's Marcus Rashford. And this time Ward threw out a boot.
You can see Wilson was really keen to set up Rashford here. On another day, he might have got it onto his left foot and shot himself, Wilson. Not an easy chance, this one.
For Wales, the longed-for dream is over. For England, the long-held dream remains alive. 64 years of Welsh waiting to be in a World Cup, and they're heading home as promptly as could possibly have been the case. For England, 56 years of waiting to win a World Cup, and that possibility remains very much alive. As it turns out, they romp to the top of the group, they win it with power to add and easing up. Having scored 9 goals and taken 7 points, England will go on to play Senegal in the last 16 at Al Bayt on Sunday. The final score here, Wales 0, England 3.